The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Chuck lost it momentarily, passed down low, knocked away. Mischu comes up with it. It was tipped by Liebarger, and then Mischu was able to come up with it. Green the offensive end, give it to Pocock. Burnham will pressure Pocock. He'll take a left side handoff here for Mischu. Top of the circle, Liebarger. Right wing for Waller. Waller's going to drive. Out for Arp. Arp, 15-foot jumper. Good.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Kearney High Bearcats welcome in the Hastings High Tigers. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
So 7 seconds to go here for Kearney High. Bearcats need at least two here. They're down by two. Stiffen in the offensive end. Stiffen dribbles that right side. 4 seconds left. She'll drive off glass. It's in! And there's the buzzer! Stiffen with a stone drive on the right side. Banked it in. We're going to head to overtime.
Hastings wraps up a four-game road trip tonight against a Kearney team that comes off a Saturday sweep at Omaha Northwest. It's the Tigers and Bearcats coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with ESPN Sports' Randy Mushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High as the Bearcats playing host to Hastings High in a traditional Tri-City rivalry here at Top of the Hill. Randy Bushcutter, glad you could join us from Kearney High School as the Bearcats will come in and will be somewhat of a favorite in both of these two games. First off, of course, will be the girls' game where Kearney now has rattled off 7 straight wins here to improve their record now to 12-5 on the year. Hastings comes in at 8-7, but they've been playing pretty good ball here as of late. On the boys' side, Kearney picked up the 100th career win for head coach Scott Steinberg last week, but they played a very tough schedule, had a heartbreaking loss last time they played here against their other Tri-City rivals from Grand Island, and they certainly hope to get back into the winning column against Hastings, who is just like Kearney High, around 500 on the year, but they've been playing a Class B schedule, and again, Hastings does usually play above Class B, plays a fair number of Class A schools, but in comparing some scores, you would think that Kearney High would be a slight favorite in the boys' game. So it's always a great rivalry when two of the three schools from the Tri-City area get together, and that's exactly what we have here at Kearney High. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for the Bearcats and the Tigers. We come back here for girls basketball here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in Kearney and in Hastings, and we'll be back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Dr. Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. It's time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll begin, first of all, for the Hastings Lady Tigers that come in with a record of 8-7 on the season. And their starters will be Libby Knappel, a 5'9 junior. She's averaging 10.4 points per ball game. Also starting will be Sophia Pankrantz. She's 5'8 and a junior, averaging 12.5 points per ball game. Bailey Richmond, a 5'10 sophomore, is averaging 2.6 points per ball game. Elizabeth Franzen, 5'11 and a senior, is averaging 7.3 points a game. Taylor Henricks, a 5'8 senior, is averaging 7.4 points per game for head coach Greg Mays. Again, the Tigers come in at 8-7 on the season. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, rated number 8 in the state in Class A. Their starters are Kelsey Stidham. She is a 5'7 senior, averaging 11.5 points a ball game. Lauren Spiker is 5'9 and a junior. She's averaging 7.6 points a ball game. Brianna Oldmuller, 5'9 and a senior. She's averaging 4.6 points a ball game. Skylar Snyder, the 5'10 junior, 16.8 points per ball game. Her back feeling a whole lot better today. And Brianna Miller will round out the starting lineup. She is a 6'3 senior. She's averaging 6.7 points per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So the Bearcats, of course, in their home white uniform, and the Hastings Tigers will be in their road black uniforms with the orange trim on there as well. So they're rocking out their school colors here, as the Bearcats will be wearing that blue with their letters, numbers, and trim. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Hastings has already broken the huddle. They're all set and ready to get out there for the tip here. The Bearcats getting some last-minute instructions here from Jason Boyd, and they'll be heading out to battle here. And doing the jumping for the Tigers will be Franzen. And we're just about ready to get things underway here. And there we go. There is the whistle. Ball is in the air. Tip is going to be controlled here by Kearney High. The Bearcats will have their first possession of the ball game. It's Stidham in the offensive end, as Hastings right now is going man-to-man to get things started. They'll kick left side for Snyder. Skylar Snyder gives the top of the circle here for Obermiller. Right wing, they'll get the ball in the hands of Spiker. Tries to get it down low. It's off the hands of Brianna Miller, but then tapped out of her hands by Hastings. So the Bearcats will maintain the possession here and inbound it underneath their own baseline. And Kearney High taking their time to figure out who's going to inbound it. It is going to be Stidham, and they'll bounce it in here for Snyder. Snyder fade away in the lane, and she has the first 2 points of the ball game.
Snyder!
Off that inbounds play, they just bounce it into her, and she does a little fadeaway. And the Tigers wasting no time getting the ball up court. Pankratz not waiting for a trap to come. They work it around the perimeter. Richmond has it. Everybody will cycle through. Now gives it off on the left side here for Pankratz. She'll stop at the free throw line. Shut off there by Stidham. And now Snyder will pressure the ball, as working through there is going to be Knappel. Knappel throws it in the lane. And Franzen doesn't want to shoot over the top of the taller Miller, so she'll kick the ball back out. Skip into the corner. There's Knappel. Knappel will drive. Has her shot blocked by Miller. Rebounded out here by Spiker. Spiker gives it up to Snyder, and Snyder has the ball knocked out of bounds, and it will be Kearney High basketball. So Kearney High getting the block there by Miller, and now the Bearcats will inbound it underneath their own basket. As the puck was picked on Snyder, as it goes out of bounds. And they wanted to get her started immediately. The inbounds here goes into Miller, and Miller is fouled as she was catching and shooting all in one motion. Hit on the arm, so she'll have two free throws. And Taylor Hendricks is going to be called for her first foul of the ball game on that inbounds play. And the free throw is up and good here for Miller. So Miller hits the first one. The Kearney High, check that, missed the first one. And now she made the second one. It's now 3-0. Kearney High with the lead. Pankratz very quickly in the offensive end. It's going to be stolen away by Snyder. Snyder comes up with a steal. He's going to stop top of the circle. Kick left side here for Stidham. Stidham gets it in the corner. There's Obermiller. Her jumper no good. Nice rebound taken out there by Franzen, as Kearney High couldn't score in transition. And we'll see if the Tigers can, because a quick little jumper there by Pankratz, it is no good. And rebound taken out here by Stidham. Stidham kicks it up ahead to Snyder. They'll skip it off here on the right side for Miller. Back top of the circle for Stidham. Hastings going man-to-man here as Kearney High has the early 4-0 lead. She did make that first free throw. I looked away for a moment to write something down. Now driving that baseline is going to be Stidham, and Stidham will have a chance to go to the line as well.
Fouls on the Tigers, number 5, Libby Knappel, her first personal team, second foul at the line for the Bearcats, number 12.
So Stidham will go to the line, but will be shooting a couple of free throws here. And the first one is up and good. So that makes it now 5-0. Second free throw is also up and good. So Stidham makes both free throws. And Kearney High's perfect from the line and lead it now 6-0 here. Hendricks has the top of the circle, gives it for Richmond. Off of the screen, ball was knocked loose momentarily by Stidham, but tracking it down here is going to be Knappel. Knappel gets it down low. Shot's going to be blocked again here by Miller. And a couple of blocks. Snyder comes up with the basketball, kick out top of the circle for Stidham. She's going to fire a three in transition. It is no good. Offensive rebound, hangs on the rim, and the shot is good here for Skylar Snyder. So Snyder makes the putback, and it's an 8-0 lead here for Kearney High. We played 2.5 minutes. Ball kick left wing here for Hendricks. Everybody cycles through. That's Knappel going to get it at the elbow. She'll pass it through the lane here for Franzen. Franzen, quick little jumper up, no good. And their rebound is going to be off the mark and tipped into the hands here of Obermiller. Obermiller will give it to Stidham. Back to Obermiller on that right side. And a screen set there by Obermiller. Skip over down for Snyder. Snyder thought about the three. She'll get double teamed and took an extra step. That's nice defensive play there by Hastings as they force that pressure on Stidham, and she's going to be called for the travel. And that's one of the rare things, one of the few things that Kearney High has done wrong here. That's just their first turnover of the game. They're a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line and 2-for-4 from the field. And one of those misses turned into a offensive rebound and bucket. So they've had fruitful trips on the offensive end. And the offensive end here for Hastings is going to be Pankratz. And Pankratz will kick it off right side. Now driving is Knappel. Knappel extra step, takes it off glass. That's a nice drive there by Knappel as she takes it high off the glass. That was a pretty drive through the lane and strided out those long legs, or at least long enough anyway, to shoot it over. Backdoor cut here for Snyder. She's going to take it off glass and score. Nice little V cut there for Snyder. And Snyder got the defender in her back pocket and got the nice pass and laid up and in from that left side. So 10-2, Kearney High. Pass tip, but Richmond has it. 15-foot jumper rattled in.
Bailey, Richmond.
Well, now Hastings is finding a little offensive rhythm as they score two straight buckets. And it's now 10-4. Little jump stop in transition here for Kearney High. Is over there is Obermiller. Gives it to Snyder. Snyder will drive. Step back the iron. Rolls around. No good. Offensive rebound by Obermiller. And then Obermiller has it tied up.
Ball. Tigers basketball.
Possession arrow is pointing to Hastings. So it will be Tiger ball here. And again, they usually get the ball up court very quickly, trying to make sure that Kearney doesn't put on some sort of trap. Hendricks has it left side. Throws the top of the circle here for Knappel. Knappel, nice backdoor cut coming through the lane. There is Pankratz, and Pankratz is going to score. No, went off of her hand. And another block there by Miller. Looked like an easy bucket there. And Brianna Miller with another block. Holy cow. And Miller had her hands knocking the ball away here on the drive. Not really a block there, but it goes off of Hendricks and out of bounds. I got Miller for three blocks so far here in the game. Got four. And she has used that 6-3 frame and has done a great job of controlling things down low. Spiker's got it. Kicks now left side for Stidham. Stidham and Spiker playing catch. They get Snyder in it now. Snyder in the lane. Little floater. Bounces. Rolling around. No good. Miller can't pull down the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Miller. Libby Knapple with a great job of rebounding there, even though she didn't come up with the ball. She had the best position. And Miller, smart enough not to really fight for that rebound anymore. She would have been called for going over the back. So Pankretz brings in the offensive end. Over for Franson. Franson well behind the arc. Now off the screen right side. Knapple has it. Knapple will give it off for Pankretz. Pankretz jumper. Nope. No good. Offensive rebound. And the ball is thrown up high over the top of the glass. That one was altered by Miller. And Hastings, again, couldn't get the shot to fall. They had a couple of opportunities there, but they missed the putback. So Kearney High with a 10-4 lead. They have led throughout. Miller has it near the top of the circle. And she'll kick it out here for Spiker. Spiker gives it off on the right side here for Obermiller. Obermiller, top of the circle here for Stidham. Now left side with it, Spiker. In the lane is Snyder. Snyder's shot short, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Richmond. That was well short, but again, that's one of those plays that Snyder is going to stick with because that's her bread and butter. Long pass tipped away here by Kearney High, and so Hastings will have it underneath their own hoop. Pankretz will inbound it, gets it in the lane for Hendricks, and Hendricks an extra step, facing some pressure there by Miller. Again, that's going to be kind of a forced turnover there. Sometimes you take a walk, it's just bad basketball. That one was forced by an impressive play there by Brianna Miller because that shot was going to get swatted unless she tried to edge away from it a little bit. Snyder gets it to Miller, top of the circle. Now last side for Stidham. Off of a screen, Spiker has it. Spiker is going to fire a long jumper top of the keys. Rolling around, and good. Wow, what shooter's touch that Spiker had on that. And she strokes in the three-pointer, and Kearney High now has a nine-point lead. It's 13-4. We've got about 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Franson has it, top of the circle. And hands it off here for Knapple. Everybody cycles through. She throws it on the right side for Richmond. Richmond driving against Miller, and Hastings is going to turn the ball over again. Again, that's one of those things that big 6-3 frame of Brianna Miller, and she keeps those hands up high, doesn't commit any cheapy fouls, and she kind of can be an intimidating force here for Hastings High. And their tallest player they put on the floor is 5'11". Pass down low goes off the hands of Snyder. That'll be a Kearney High turnover. And so far, Miller is just really altering things with four blocks, has forced about three turnovers in the lane. Driving here is Pankretz. Pankretz gives it off now. Cycling through is Knapple. Knapple, long pass, top of the circle, back out for Pankretz. Pankretz working against some pressure here by Stidham, and they'll play a little catch with it as Knapple had it momentarily. Gives it back to Pankretz. Pankretz is going to drive, and we're going to have a foul. It looks like away from the ball. A little hand check can be called here on Kelsey Stidham. Bearcats will make their first substitution of the game as Kelsey Clark is going to check in. Clark will come in as Stidham's picked up her first foul. They'll protect her a little bit here with 1:11 to go in the first quarter. Ball inbounded for Knapple. Knapple's pass, trying to give it back to Pankretz, and Pankretz quick enough to track it down as Clark couldn't find it. Pankretz will dribble in the lane, get a little push off. And they'll work the ball around. Three-pointer top of the circle here for Hastings is no good. And Spiker is able to pull down the rebound. Spiker in the offensive end will hand the ball off to Clark. Hastings going man-to-man here. They trail it 13-4 as the Bearcats have that nine-point lead. Snyder has it. Gives it top of the circle for Miller. Around the perimeter we go. Now Snyder gets it down low. Shot a little bit short and rebounded by Hendricks. Hendricks pulls down the rebound after a nice look there for Snyder, but it doesn't fall. And we've got 30 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter. On the bounce here is Pankretz. She'll get it off here for Hendricks. Top of the circle for Franzen. off of the screen. They'll get it here left side for Pankritz. Clark is there man-to-man here for Kearney High. As they work around the perimeter, Richmond's got it on that right side, tries the long jumper. It's no good, and Clark's going to come out of there with the rebound. Clark tries to enter it down low. Pass is deflected. 4 seconds left. Hastings comes up with it. Knappel from half court. May have walked with it before she threw up the shot. Doesn't matter. It's off the mark. And that'll do it for one quarter of play. Kearney High has a 13-4 lead as we head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Clark's still out there. She'll get the ball inbounded to her from Kelsey Stidham. And they'll get the ball here on the left side for Brianna Obermiller. Obermiller gives it off to Stidham, top of the circle. She'll fire a three, back of the iron, and no good. And the rebound going to be a last touch by Hastings, so the Bearcats will maintain possession here. Starters out there with the exception to Snyder. Clark is in for her, for Kearney High. And they'll get the ball in that back door. How do you lose track of Brianna Miller? Miller sneaks through the back door on that left side. Got the inbounds pass from Clark. And the Bearcats now have a 15-4 lead. Jamie Johnson out there to start the second quarter. She passes around the perimeter. Pankritz has it. Hastings did not make a substitution in that first quarter at all. Knappel in the lane has her pocket pick. It's going to be stolen away there by Miller. She'll get the ball up to Stidham. Tries to throw the ball down low, but Kearney led the intended receiver, Brianna Obermiller, a little bit too much. And the Bearcats will turn it over. So Tigers inbound here as Johnson will toss the ball up ahead here for Pankritz. And Pankritz brings in the offensive end. And we got a timeout coming here for Hastings. 7:08 to go here in the second quarter. It is 15-4. Kearney High with lead this timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. The Tigers will inbound it here, trailing it 15-4. And Greg Mays wanted to talk a little bit about their offensive set here. Left side Pankritz, she's going to fire a three, and she hits the three. So Pankratz drains the three-pointer, and that'll cut the lead down to eight. Nice little shot there. Good offensive look here for the Tigers. They get the ball over to Spiker on that left side is Kearney High. Top of the circle here for Clark. Hastings going man-to-man. And Clark will spin, will drive in the lane. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. So Kearney High turns the ball over. They kick it up ahead to Pankratz. Pankratz has it stolen away by Stidham. And then Pankratz trying to get the ball back will commit the foul. If Pankratz doesn't commit the foul there, Kearney was going to have numbers about 5-on-3 there. I don't know if that necessarily was strategy or just a little frustration after losing the ball. That's going to be the third foul on Hastings so far here in the first half. First one for Pankratz. So Clark in the offensive end gives it left side now for Snyder, who checked in during the timeout. Gets a screen for Miller. Snyder will drive, take it off glass, floats it up and in. Little scoop shot on that right side as she takes it off the glass. And it's now a 10-point Kearney High lead. They lead it 17-7. So Richmond trying to answer back here. Kicks in the corner for Pancratz. Pancratz pass can be stolen away. Obermiller comes up with the steal. Dribbles into the corner. Bad pass, but Stitham's able to track it down. They'll give it off to Snyder. She'll step into a three. Back of the iron here, no good. And the long rebound is taken up ahead here by Johnson. So Johnson will slow it down once she gets in the offensive end. And the 5'4 junior will kick here left side for Pancratz. Pancratz looking at Stitham. Can't decide if she wants to shoot over the top of it or, well, the decision's made. She'll throw it top of the circle. They give it off here for Johnson. Johnson, little floater in the lane, rolls around and good. Jamie Johnson, nice little runner, shooting over the top of the defense there, over Stitham, and it's now an 8-point ball game. 5:18 to go here, second quarter, 17-9. Bounce pass on the right wing here. Obermiller has it. Lobs it down low for Miller, led her a little bit too far, and that'll be a turnover here on Kearney High. So Hastings now taking their time, bringing it across the 30-second line there, and Pancratz brings it in the offensive end. And then we'll get the ball off here left wing for Richmond. Richmond gives right side, a little runner here from Hendricks, and Hendricks will score. A little 15-foot jumper there, and Kearney High has that lead cut down to 6. It's 17-11. Nice little mini run here for Hastings High. Pass right side for Snyder. Snyder will stop, will spin, took an extra step. Well, had that been legal, that'd been a heck of a move. So Kearney High turns the ball over here, and they're just kind of in a little bit of an offensive rut at the moment, actually. In the offensive end, here is Pancratz. Pancratz will kick it off left side for Richmond. Three-pointer on that left side for Johnson, and she hits the three. Jamie Johnson, drains the three-pointer, and it's suddenly 17-14. Snyder has it on the left side, gets a screen, drives down the baseline, loses the ball, but she was fouled on the way. That's why she lost the ball. And that'll be a foul here on Bailey Richmond. Now four as a team. And Clark to inbound it. First one on Richmond. So Clark to toss in. And Stacy Peters is in the game. They'll get the ball here for Stitham. Stitham's going to drive. Nice dump inside for Miller. And then a foul as Miller was hit in the mouth as she caught the ball. And the foul is going to be on Franzen. That's the first one on Franzen. So Cats will inbound again. Nice dump pass there, by the way. That would have been an easy bucket there if it wasn't for the foul. On the inbound, three-pointer for Stitham. It's a little bit strong, and Peters is able to track down the rebound, and she'll work around the perimeter. And Kearney High not happy with how things are going, so they're going to call a timeout. Timeout here for the Bearcats. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 3:52 to go here in the second quarter. It's 17-14 Kearney High. Timeout Bearcats. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. By the way, quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference on our sister station. Classic gets 98-9. Both games today will be boys games, Axtell and Pleasanton right now. Axtell with a 15-10 lead over Pleasanton. They're playing that game over in Amherst. Ball inbounded here for Snyder. Gets it down low for Miller. Miller's shot, no good. And rebounded by Johnson. So Johnson pulls down the rebound after a good-looking inbounds play here for Kearney High. And a chance now for Hastings, perhaps, to erase what was a 12-point deficit. Pass tipped around the perimeter, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Kelly Stidham. Spiker checks back in here for Kearney High. So ball inbounded here for Pankratz. Pankratz for Hastings High. We'll dribble a little bit on that left wing. Now they enter it down low for Richmond. Richmond has a shot blocked by Miller. Rebound is going to be picked up here by Stidham. And Stidham brings it in the offensive end. And another block by Miller. So Miller being dominant. And a nice little drive here by Skylar Snyder. Looking good on the offensive end after Miller was dominant on the defensive. Snyder with a nice little drive in the lane. And Kearney High pushes their lead back out to five. Skip pass here for Henricks. Henricks well covered there by Stidham. She'll pass now on the right wing here for Knappel. Knappel gets it down low. Bounce pass back out for Pankratz. Pankratz, long jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, and Miller gets another block, but that time she got the body. So Miller going to be called for her first foul of the ball game. And the offensive rebound here by Franzen. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. And the free throw is up and good. So Franzen on the board here with her first points and now her second one. As she makes both free throws, it's now 16-19. 2:46 to go here before halftime. Ball inbounded for Spiker. Spiker helps work it up ahead here for Miller. Miller, nice catch, but her shot won't go. Fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be off of Kearney High as when she reached for the ball, her shoulder was on the sideline, so that'll be off of Brianna Miller. So Bearcats can't capitalize on that as they did a nice job battling for the rebound, but again, Pankratz and the rest of the Tigers doing battle here as Henricks will give the ball now left side for Pankratz. Pankratz, nice little runner in the lane. Offensive rebound by Franzen. And then Franzen has it stolen away from her by Snyder. So Snyder comes up with the loose ball. We'll kick it up ahead here for Stidham. Stidham was the last one across the timeline right now. Hastings right now going with a little zone. Nope, now they switch back to man-to-man. And now top of the circle is Stidham. Stidham on that right side. Dribbles, gives it to Snyder. Snyder, open top of the key. She wants to take it. She's going to drive instead. Take it off glass, and that's money. That is absolutely money as Skylar Snyder drove in with that left hand and took it off the glass. Bearcats now 21-16. They've got the lead, and Snyder has a dozen points. Left side, Henricks will throw it in the corner here for Knappel. Knappel driving the baseline against a little pressure there by Peters, and they're going to call a foul here on Stacy Peters. Halftime, we'll be talking with Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Steinbrook. Remember the 100 Wins Club now. Congratulations, Scott. Talk to him about that and a whole lot more in just a few minutes. Ball inbounded here. On the run is Henricks. Henricks pass down low. That's a dangerous pass. It's going to be tied up. And the possession arrow is pointing to Hastings. So Bearcats tied up. That was just a bad pass. And fortunate for the Tigers that they had the possession arrow. They'll inbound it again. Pankratz goes to top of the circle. Open for three is Henricks. In and out, no good. Peters is able to pull down the rebound after the miss. Not a bad look there. And they'll give it off for Stidham. Gives it left side for Snyder. Quick pass down low. Shot going to be blocked and then rebounded by Franzen. Franzen with the block and then the defensive rebound. And another hell ball here as Kearney High attacks the basketball and reaching in there and tying it up. For the Bearcats is going to be Obermiller, and the possession arrow points to the Cats. So they'll trigger the inbounds here at half court. Spiker finally has somebody move to the basketball, and that's going to be Snyder, and they'll inbound it here for Stidham. Stidham going to work the clock here a little bit with 1:10 to go before halftime. Hastings is going man-to-man. Bad pass, but Snyder's able to track it down. Snyder's going to drive. Snyder banks it off glass, no good. Offensive rebound, power dribble here for Obermiller, and then Obermiller has it tied up. Obermiller had it momentarily there. But then Kearney High had the ball tied up. And again, we'll move the possession arrow, and the Bearcats will drop back on defense. Here come the Tigers. Pankratz Trailing by five. We'll get it to number five. Knappel works around the perimeter, left wing. Hendricks looks to the inside, and Hendricks can pass it back around. Hendricks now gets it back. She looks over the top here of Peters. Nice pass to Franzen. Franzen with the catch misses the shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Kearney High. Overmiller pulls down the defensive rebound after Hastings missed the shot there. And they're going to work the clock here a little bit. 24 seconds to go before halftime. 21-16, Kearney High. Snyder has it on the left side. 5-second count going on, so she'll get the ball off here for Overmiller. Down to the right side, off of a screen, now top of the circle for Stitham. 10 seconds left. Stitham backing up near midcourt. Now with 6 seconds left, gets a screen. We'll drive it all the way down the baseline. A little floater there, a little bit strong. Rebounded by Pankritz, and that will do it for the first half. Kearney High had a nice look there at the buzzer. Couldn't get the shot to fall, and we'll head to the locker rooms. Kearney High with a 21-16 lead over Hastings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll start talking about the boys' game between the Tigers and the Bearcats, as Kearney High with a 21-16 lead here in girls basketball. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're at halftime here as the Kearney High girls have a 21-16 lead over the Hastings Tigers. And kind enough to join us to talk about the boys' game is Scott Steinberg, head boys basketball coach. And Coach, we were kind of talking before we got on the air. Congratulations, member of the 100 win club.
Well, thanks. It only took me 7.5 years to get there, but I do appreciate that.
Well, you know, hey, if you take a look at combined soccer and basketball wins in Class A, you've got to have a record on that deal.
There's probably not too many other people. Actually, I take that back. There's one other guy, the Omaha Bryan coach, is crazy enough to do both of those as well.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It really is a nice accomplishment. Let's talk a little bit about the last few games. I mean, you had that tough loss against Grand Island, and then Saturday going to Northwest, Omaha Northwest, a long day because of the weather and everything else. And, boy, they put up maybe a little bit more fight than me as a layperson kind of looked at it and thought that maybe that might be an easy one. That was not easy Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, I look at what the team that they put out there. They started 2'6", 7", real athletic kids, then a big 6'5", bruiser in the lane. And, you know, it speaks to how good the Metro Conference is. When that team is, you know, is 2-13 right now, and I'm looking at the level of quickness and athleticism and length, and they shot the ball better. And part of that was our maybe lack of defense, but they shot the ball better than they probably had. But, you know, we felt really fortunate to go in there and get a win. You know, on the road on a Saturday night after a real long day, at this time of year, we will take them any way we can get them. And that was a much-needed win, especially the way we got it, because we had lost the close one in Grand Island. We'd lost the overtime one to Lincoln East. So to win a close one like that, the kids felt pretty good about it.
And with the weather, a couple of other things happened with that. You guys got back very, very late. I don't know if the kids worry about it as much as the adults do on the bus when you guys were coming back through the teeth of that storm on Saturday night. But with there not being school on Monday, yesterday, it does take away a little bit of practice time. So the weather is going to make some adjustments for you.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, obviously sometimes on Sundays we open the gym for kids to come in and shoot. But you know, they had Sunday as a day off. You know, Monday we were actually able to get a practice in. You know, kind of an optional shoot around for kids that didn't live out in the country. So we got kids in the gym a little bit, most of them anyway. You know, and it's just unusual playing on a Tuesday night now, so it's been a pretty quick turnaround. But Coach O'Neill, one of our assistants, you know, kind of handled the scouting report for Hastings tonight. So, you know, we feel like we're prepared, and we had basically a day then to implement a game plan and kind of familiarize our kids with what Hastings does. And hopefully we can just come out and play and put the ball in the hole a little bit.
That leads me into the transition of what does Hastings bring to bear?
Well, you know, they were a team that had pretty high expectations coming into the year. And you look at their first semester, you know, even shortly after the conference tournament, you know, they were a team that was playing really well. You know, they had lost some games, but they had lost to some good competitions. And they suffered an injury that everybody dreads. You know, Morgan Karloff, kind of their junior leading scorer, tore his ACL a few weeks ago against McCook. You know, and since then, I was just talking to Lance Creech, who's one heck of a good guy and a heck of a good coach. You know, they're just trying to figure out what their identity is now without the Karloff kid, just because he does so many different things for them. But they shoot the ball well. The little Vinny Schmidt kid, number one, their point guard, you know, if you let him get going, he will fire it up there, and he will make a lot of shots from a lot of different places. So we obviously have to contain him, and then they're going to guard us hard. I mean, if you look at the way Grand Island guarded us, Jeremiah Slough is a product of Lance Creech's system at Hastings College. Lance was his college basketball coach, and I see a lot of similarities in the way they play. The things they run on offense, how they defend, they're based on out-of-balance plays, their press break. But a lot of those things are the same things that Grand Island did, so I would assume that those two have probably had some conversations over the course of the last week, and we're going to see tough, hard-nosed man-to-man. We're going to see them try to limit us from the three-point line, and we just have to be able to do a lot of different things well tonight offensively.
So when they do that, I mean, again, you guys always do try to work the ball in and out because, as you say, it's a lot easier to hit a three if you're already facing the basket when you make that catch. But, again, size-wise, it would seem to me that Arp would have, you know, again, not height-wise, but size-wise has an advantage on the inside.
Yeah, you know, Brian Arp had a really good weekend last weekend.
Yes, he did.
He had a real nice double-double against Grand Island. He turned right back around and had double figures scoring and 6 or 8 rebounds against Omaha Northwest. So we feel like that was probably his best weekend back-to-back of the year. And then Brady Johnson came in and gave Brian some much-needed rest on Saturday, and Brady comes away with 8 points and 4 or 5 rebounds. So, you know, if we can kind of see a resurgence of our 5 men, you know, Brady and Brian are very veteran players. You know, Brian missed his sophomore year because of an injury. Brady Johnson was our starting 5 man as a sophomore. I think a lot of people kind of forget that. Last year, Brian came back and had a tremendous year, and we've been playing those two guys in combination a little bit this year. So we hope we can get some points in the paint, and if we can loosen that defense up on the perimeter a little bit by scoring in the lane, next thing you know, our shooters are on the line instead of back 3 or 4 feet in NBA territory, and they're getting those easier inside-out threes.
And there's always that kind of that catch-22. If you're shooting out there, and you've got some pretty good three-point shooters that are out there, if you face that pressure and they're not shooting well, you kind of want them to shoot out of it, but you also want to make sure that at the end of the night you have a good shooting percentage.
We, to be honest, have to shoot less threes, and we've talked about it. You know, we come down and take some really quick ones, and it's fine. It looks great when kids are, you know, kind of on fire and hitting shots, but that's too inconsistent. This time of year, we can't just say, hey, we're going to win or lose based on how we shoot the three. There's going to be nights we shoot it well, but there's also, as we know, there's going to be nights we don't shoot it well, so we need to decrease the number of threes that we take. We need to increase the shooting percentage and increase the quality of shot and not worry so much about quantity. We're going to shoot the three, but we got to shoot it at the right opportunities, and it has to be the right guys shooting the three as well.
Yeah, so don't let me shoot because, you know, I ain't got nothing.
Scott, Me either.
Hey, appreciate time.
You betcha.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here as Kearney High will be taking on Hastings and boys hoops in a little bit here on ESPN Superstation. Right now we're at halftime of the girls game where Kearney High has a 21-16 lead here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Checking the numbers here for Hastings High at halftime. They trail it 21-16. They're being led so far by Jamie Johnson. She has 5 points. Sophia Pankratz has 3. Libby Knapple with a couple of points. Bailey Richardson with 2. Elizabeth Franzen with 2. And Taylor Hendricks with 2 points here in the ball game for Hastings High. Bearcats had a 13-4 lead at the end of one quarter, led by as many as a dozen. But now they lead only by 5, 21-16 at intermission. And for Kearney High, being led so far by Skylar Snyder, off to a great start on the evening. She's got 12 points here. Brianna Miller has 4 points and 4 blocks in the game. Lauren Spiker with the only made three-pointer in the game. And Kelsey Stitham with 2 points here in the ball game. Once again, at halftime, 21-16, Kearney High with the lead over Hastings. And some other numbers for you. Rebounding, both teams unofficially have with 10 rebounds in the game. Both teams perfect from the free throw line. Kearney from the field is 7 of 16. Hastings is 4 of 15 from the field. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and Kearney High has the basketball first to start the second half. They lead it 21-16, and they're going to fire a three-pointer and hit it. Kelsey Stidham strokes in the three-pointer, just got the ball on that right side, and the ball is going to be tipped away here by Snyder and out of bounds. So Stidham starts the second half with a bang here for Kearney High, draining that three-pointer. Pankratz faces some pressure, brings in the offensive end. Hendricks is going to be pressured there by Stidham. Dribble, and the ball is going to be held and then stolen away. Long outlet pass up ahead here for Snyder. Snyder with that left-hand layup. It's up and good. Snyder is going to lay it up and in after the ball was knocked down, and just reaching in there and picking it up and throwing it down court was Stidham. And so after Hastings turns the ball over, Stidham is able to not only get the ball, able to throw it up ahead. Now another steal. Pass up ahead. Shot no good. Rebounded by Richmond. She pulled down the rebound after Kearney High couldn't get the shot to fall. Now kicking the corner. Here's Knapple. She'll fire a three in transition. That's no good. Fighting for the rebound is Stidham. Stidham's able to get it up ahead to Spiker. Spiker, two on one, gets it over for Snyder. And Snyder's going to hit the bucket. Scores in transition. And we have a stoppage here as Taylor Hendricks has, I didn't see her go down, but there was some contact. And she is currently hurt face down and coming up. And she's going to be okay, and she will sit down at the bench. But there was a stoppage there as Taylor Hendricks was face down in front of the Hastings bench. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney. And she's nodding her head with the trainer here saying, "I'm okay," but she's kind of rubbing her head, and you can tell she's distressed, but I don't think that she's severely injured. Pass is deflected, but Pankratz is able to track it down. Pankratz stops at the elbow. She's going to kick the ball back out here on the left side, and it's an air ball by Johnson and rebounded by Miller, and there's going to be a foul. That'll be on Franzen. That'll be on her as Miller pulled down the rebound. With 6:29 to go here, the second half has been all Kearney High. They have pushed that lead out to a dozen now. They lead it 28-16 and started off on a 7-0 run here. And a little drive in the paint here by Stidham. Shot's no good and rebounded by Jamie Johnson. So Johnson pulls down the rebound and Kearney High will drop back on defense. At the elbow with the basketball here is Franzen. Franzen's going to kick it out here for Richmond. Richmond has the shot deflected by Snyder. Snyder picks up the ball, will drive here a little bit. Kick out here for Spiker, who fires a three. It's no good. And a rebound in underneath, and then it's tied up. Brianna Obermiller had it momentarily, and then it was held there by Jamie Johnson. Good hustle there by Johnson to go tie up the ball. And the possession arrow pointing to Hastings High, so they'll bring it in the offensive end. Pankratz will get it off on that left side for Johnson. Kearney High looking to trap. Lob pass here for Pankratz, who brings it across the timeline. And Kearney looking to trap. Pass deflected, but Richmond's able to pick it up. Long pass is going to be tipped here by Obermiller. And the drive on that left side by Knapple. Knapple shot's no good, and we got a hell ball on the rebound again.
Kearney High basketball.
So good hustle there by both teams battling for the basketball. But Kearney High is able to get it because the possession arrow is pointing their direction. So Stidham gets the inbounds, and Johnson will pressure her. Stidham across the timeline. And we'll lob it in the lane here for Snyder. Snyder will drive, take it off glass. No good. Rebound being fought for. And finally tracking it down is going to be Hastings. And a little bit too ambitious trying to get the ball back is Snyder. And Snyder going to be called for the foul. We'll give Richmond credit for a rebound there. And then trying to get the ball back, Snyder commits the foul. She's got 16 points and now one foul. Stepping through here is Johnson. Johnson helps work it around on the right side here for Franson. Back out for Johnson. Johnson skip past top of the circle for Pankratz. Pankratz gives it over there for Knappel. Knappel working against Spiker here. Throws it off on the right side. Pankratz guy gave it away. Gets it back. Drives the lane. It's ping-ponging around down there. Pinballing around. And it was last touched by the Tigers. So that'll be a Hastings turnover. Overmiller facing a little pressure on the inbounds there by Johnson, and we'll get the ball inbounded here for Stidham. Stidham picked up defensively by Johnson. Stidham's going to drive. Nice pass down low. Shot up good for Brianna Miller. Nice little drive and dish there, and Brianna Miller says thank you very much, and she takes it off the glass. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and it's now 30-16. Bearcats now up by 14. Pankratz kicks into the corner for Knappel. Skip pass out over here for Johnson. Johnson gets it to the elbow for Franson. Franson drives the lane off glass. No good. Rebound tipped, and picking it up there is going to be Spiker. Spiker pulls down the rebound after the Hastings miss, and they'll slowly bring it in the lane. Stidham, though, she's going to pull the trigger pretty quickly. Shot's no good. Overmiller comes down with a rebound, and then there's going to be a foul. And there's going to be a hold here on Knappel. So for Knappel, that will be her second foul. So midway through the third quarter, Kearney High right now pitching a shutout here in the second half. They lead it now 30-16. They've started this on a 9-0 run to start the third quarter here. Ball inbounded for Obermiller. She's going to hand the ball off for Stidham. It gets it off here left side for Peters. Stacy Peters checked in a moment ago, and they're working around here for Stidham. Stidham thought about a WNBA three. She'll give it top of the circle here for Peters, and they'll give it off here left side for Spiker. Back for Stidham. Hastings going man-to-man. Backdoor cut. Catching it in the lane is Obermiller. She's going to dump it out the left side for Spiker. Spiker with the jumper, no good. And the long rebound coming out here to Hastings. They're on the run, and a little flip, no good here for Pankratz. And Pankratz is going to head to the free throw line after she was fouled. So Stidham is going to be called for the foul here, and two free throws coming up for the Tigers, Sophia Pankratz. She got that rebound and attacked immediately, and her free throw here is good. So first points of the second half for the Tigers come from the free throw line. Pankratz now has four in the game, and it's now 30-17. 3:28 to go, third quarter. Pankratz's second free throw is on the way, in and out, no good. And Miller had the rebound, lost it, and it's going to go out of bounds. Battling with her there was Henricks. And so it will be Hastings basketball here. So Pankratz will trigger it in, and they'll get the ball off for Johnson. Johnson got it back after dumping it away momentarily. They double-team her. They give it off for Knappel. Knappel's pass stolen away. With the steal is going to be Stidham. Stidham left-handed layup. It's good. Stidham with the steal and the layup. And Kearney High pushes that lead out to 32-17. Pressure on the ball, but across the timeline, Johnson has it. She'll throw it off here on the right side for Pankratz. Pankratz going to be double-teamed there by Clark and Peters. Pass in the lane, jumping through there, and weaving her way through is going to be Hastings High, and we're going to have a reach foul called here as Henricks drove through the lane, and that's going to be on Stidham. That's going to be her third foul. That was a nice job of dribbling through there. Nice little jump stop there for Henricks, but on the jump, she was fouled before she put up the shot. So Stidham in a little foul trouble here with her third foul. Ball inbounded here for Knappel. Stidham checks out of the game. Left side Pankratz has it. She's going to drive, shoot over the top of the defense. It's no good. And rebounded by Obermiller. So Obermiller snags the rebound. And she'll get the ball in the hands of Clark, who checked in for Stitham. It's Clark, Peters, Obermiller, Miller, and Snyder out there at the moment for Kearney High. Peters will give it out for Clark. Clark, top of the circle, is going to fire a three, and she hits the three. She was wide open. And when she got the ball, she knew exactly what she was going to do, and she stroked in a three-pointer. It's now 35-17. 2:10 to go here, and across the timeline is Pankratz. Pankratz on the dribble on that left side. Peters and Snyder will pressure her, and we're going to have a reach foul here called on Snyder. That'll be her second.
First foul, number 30, Skylar Snyder, her second personal team. Four.
Snyder, 16 points, all those coming here in the first half, and the Bearcats have exploded here in the second half. They've got 14 points. They're on a 14-1 run here in the third quarter. Driving here is Johnson. Johnson has a block by Miller. Miller with another block, and the long rebound is going to be picked up here by Johnson. Good hustle by Johnson to track that down, and she'll get the basketball off for Henricks. Back to Johnson, right side. Lob pass in the lane. The catch, and Miller with another block. So Miller blocks it again, comes up with a defensive rebound, and long pass up ahead here for Kearney High. And we're going to have a foul called here on the Tigers. Now go on Johnson.
Fouls on the Tigers. Number 10, Jamie Johnson, her first personal team's third foul.
So that's now three as a team on the Tigers. Kearney High has been whistled for four. Ball's going to be inbounded here for Skylar Snyder with a minute 22 to go in the third quarter. Snyder's going to drive, and she's held on the way to the basket. And I think they're going to say it was on the way and not the shot. She did try to put up a shot, but the foul came first.
Fouls on the Tigers for 13. Sophia Pankratz, her second personal
team. And for Pankratz, that's going to be her second foul. So Sophia Pankratz with the foul. Clark going to inbound it. Snyder catches in traffic, shoots off glass, and she's fouled. So she'll go to the line again. And that one will go on Jamie Johnson.
Fouls on the Tigers, number 10. Jamie Johnson, her second personal team's fifth foul.
Well, they start her on one side. They have that four low lineup where they spread the floor on that inbounds, and then just bring Snyder using her quickness coming through the lane. She hits the free throw here. It's now 36-17. Spiker is going to check in, and Obermiller will come out here for Kearney High. Bearcats being very aggressively here on offense in the second half. And they make a couple more free throws here. Their lead now is 20, 37-17. Johnson across the timeline. We'll get the ball off on that left side for Henricks. Around the perimeter we go. Pankratz will drive. Stops at the elbow. They double-team her. Skip pass on that left wing. Henricks has a little trouble with it. She's going to drive. Has her shot blocked by Miller. But Miller is going to be called for the foul. And that will be her second. So it'll be a couple of free throws coming up here for Taylor Henricks. And again, Hastings just has to continue to be aggressive and go right at Kearney High and try to get something going here offensively. That is their Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best with your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Two free throws up and good here for Henricks, and she's got 4 points in the ball game, makes it now 37-19. So Kearney High inbounds it across the timeline on the dribble here. It is going to be Clark. Clark between the circles is picked up by Johnson. Gives it off on the right side for Miller. Miller, 5-second count going on, gives it to Peters. Peters, well behind the three-point arc, will now hand the ball off to Clark. And Clark will set things up here as she's going to be picked up by Johnson. Pass on that right side, going to be knocked away by Henricks and out of bounds into the growing student body population here for Kearney High. With the impending snowstorm, whiteout is the theme. And the ball is inbounded here for Napple. Check that for Clark. As Napple put a little pressure on over there. Top of the circle, Peters has it. 18 seconds left. They'll give it off right side for Spiker. Spiker, with 12 seconds left, gives it top of the circle here for Snyder. And Snyder is going to be facing a little pressure here by Pankratz. Snyder's going to drive, take it off glass. Short, rebound by Peters, and Peters is fouled with a second and a half left. Good offensive rebound there by Peters. And Stacy Peters will head to the free throw line and will have a couple of shots. And for Franzen, that is her third foul. And the free throw is up and good here for Peters. So Peters, her first points in the ball game, and it's now 38-19, a second and a half to go here. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded, and the shot at the buzzer from half court is banked and a little bit short there for Pankritz, so that's going to do it for the first three quarters, and Hastings got some work to do here in the second half as Kearney High will head to the fourth quarter with a 38-19 lead over the Hastings Tigers. We're back right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Hastings has the basketball first to start the fourth quarter here. They're trailing it now 38-19. And Henricks will kick it off on that last side. Penetration here by Pankratz. Kicks back out for here for Henricks. Henricks doesn't want to shoot to the top of Stitham. Kearney High right now going zone. And dribbling here is Johnson. Johnson gives the top of the circle. Pankratz back to Johnson. Johnson really can't shoot over the taller Spiker. So we'll get the ball off on the left side. Knappel spins, loses the ball, but it was knocked out of her hands by Peters. So it's Peters, Miller, Snyder, Spiker, and Stithen out there for Kearney High. And the inbounds pass is going to be tipped away and then running out of real estate over there. Nearly stealing it was Lauren Spiker. And the Tigers gave up on that play. And if Spiker can somehow tiptoe down that sideline, that had been an easy layup. Instead, it's going to be inbounded here for Johnson. She'll get the ball to Pankratz. Henricks has it right side. Coming to the elbow is Franzen. Franzen wants the ball. So does Knappel. But they'll work it back around the perimeter instead. Johnson has it on the dribble. And the ball is going to be slapped by Stitham. But Johnson tracks it down. Now we'll give it off for Pankratz. Entered inside. Kick back out here for Franzen. Three-pointer on the right wing for the Tigers. It is no good. And the long rebound to Snyder. Snyder on the run. Dumps it in underneath. And we've got a foul. They got it to Stitham, and now Stitham will go to the free throw line as she was hit on the arm. And for Johnson, that's going to be her third foul. And Kearney looking to attack. They've been in attack mode the entire second half. The free throw was up and good here for Stitham. Right now, Kearney has outscored Hastings 18-4 here in the second half. We've got a 20-point ball game again. Second free throw was up and good. So she makes both of them. And Stitham now has 9 points in the ball game. It's now 40-19. So this is the largest lead of the game here for the Cats. Henricks looking at a little zone. We'll throw it in the corner right side here for Knappel. They get it down low and an extra step. Yeah, having trouble with the handle there was Bailey Richmond, and Hastings turns it over. So now the Tigers kind of forced to pressure the ball a little bit. Snyder, no problem with it. Now they got 3-on-1, and the drive, and that one is a great defensive play there by Franzen. She got the block and then the defensive rebound, and that was some nice work there as they kicked the ball up ahead, and Spiker had a shot blocked by Franzen. So that was a nice defensive play there. Pankratz directing traffic. We'll just play a little catch here with Henricks. Hendricks being picked up by Stidham. We'll give it off on the right side here for Pankratz. Pankratz will drive top of the circle. Good help there by Spiker on that zone. And they'll kick now right side for Hendricks. Back out left side for Pankratz. He's going to step back, fire a three, no good. And Miller's going to pull down the rebound. So Snyder gets the outlet pass, going to run down to the baseline, kick it out. Here's a three in transition. A little bit short here for Stidham. Shot won't fall, and Miller is able to track down the rebound. Not unusual she gets a rebound. It's kind of unusual she gets it 25 feet away from the basket. Great hustle there by Miller to track down her fourth rebound of the game. So Peters will give it off here left side for Snyder. Miller wants it down low, but they'll throw it top of the circle here for Stidham instead. Hastings man-to-man. They've done that almost exclusively here in the game. Changed it a couple times on some inbounds, and that's about it. Spiker's going to drive right side, and Spiker high off glass will score. Lauren Spiker just had a little seam and was able to split the defense. It's now 42-19. Entry pass down low for Franson. Franson can't shoot over the top of Miller, and that ball is going to be thrown in the backcourt. That'll be over and back. And again, just that strong presence by Brianna Miller, that big 6'3 frame. And again, she plays very tall, keeps that ball, her hands up high, and makes the use of her 6'3 frame. And she's been an intimidating force that Hastings just has not been able to combat. She's forced about three turnovers, and I think it's four block shots. Seven block shots. Well, Connor O'Gara from the hub, he counts better than I do. Clark checks in the ball game. She will dribble and give it between the circles here for Stidham. Stidham will drive, working to get some pressure here for Hendricks, and we've got a foul on the drive. So Taylor Hendricks is going to be called for the foul, and that's now eight fouls against the against the Tigers. So a 1-1 coming up here for Kearney High. And the free throw is no good for Stidham. And the ball goes out of bounds. That's the first missed free throw here for either team. Obermiller checks back into the game here for Kearney High. So Clark will inbound it. And she's looking. Backdoor cut. There's Snyder. She's going to catch it. Shot off glass. No good. And rebound in the hand of Pankratz. Kearney had a good look on that inbounds play, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Pass down low. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Finally tracking it down is going to be Clark. And long pass up ahead off the hands of one of the Tigers. So Kearney will maintain the possession here. So Stidham will trigger it in, gives it to Snyder on the baseline, throws it down low, and there's a lot of contact there. Miller was able to track it down, but she was held by Franz, and that's going to be her fourth foul. So Miller will go line for the front end of a 1-1. This will be the last 1-1 of the game here. And the free throw is up and good, so that'll earn her the bonus. And I misspoke. Kearney High missed a free throw earlier, so they're now 10 of 12 from the free throw line. Second free throw by Miller is no good. And rebounded out there by Richmond. So Richmond snags the bound. She gets it up ahead here for Knappel. Knappel kicks it to Pankratz. Back on that left side for Knappel. Knappel working against a little pressure there by Stidham. The ball goes off of Stidham's foot and out of bounds. So Bearcats in control here, 43-19. As Hastings has scored only 3 points here in the second half, while the Bearcats have scored 22. Long pass as they skip it out on that left side. And a little ball fake here for Pankratz. Over to Knappel. Kicks it top of the circle here for Hendricks. Hendricks is going to fire a three-pointer. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be a hold here on Miller. Well, actually, Miller was moved out of position by a hold, so Miller's going to go to the free throw line, and the foul is going to be on Franzen. It's one of those you see the second action, and the hold by Franzen moved Miller. Miller lost her balance, and I saw that contact, and it's Miller that's going to go to the free throw line. And she'll actually have two here because that's now 10 fouls on Hastings. And Franson has just fouled out of the ballgame. So Miller to shoot two. And the first one is good.
At the line for Bearcats. Number 43, Brianna Miller.
Brianna Miller now has 8 points in the ballgame. Second free throw, no good. And rebound by Richmond. So Richmond gets it back here for the Tigers. She gets it up ahead here for Hendricks. Around the perimeter we go as we get the ball into the hands of Megan Bartos. And they get it off here left side, and Richmond is able to hit the shot. It's a nice ball movement there as Hastings now scores a rare field goal here in the second half. They've only scored 5 points since intermission. Bearcats did make some substitutions. Mariah Rose checked in the ball game a little bit ago. She had her hands on the ball. Now they're going to lob it down low here for Miller. Miller's going to kick it back out here for Rose. And Rose will get the ball back. She's going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound by Hendricks. Hendricks gives it up left side. Drive. What an impressive little runner there by Sophia Pankratz. So Pankratz in traffic. Nice little runner high off the glass. And it's now 44-23 with 2:40 to go. Bearcats will make a slew of substitutions here in just a moment. Roast has it on that left side. We're going to have a timeout here by Kearney High so they can make some substitutions. 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kearney High in control here. 44-23 this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth controlling this one 44-23. And now Hastings makes a steal on the inbounds. Running here is going to be Pankratz. Pankratz will put it up and in after the steal. Got the easy bucket. And we'll check Kearney High's lineup here as Kelsey Toomey will bring the ball up court. Also checking in was Jessica Fritzen a little bit ago. We'll give it off right side for Hannah Lundell. Top of the circle here for Fritzen. And she'll get the ball back off for Mariah Rost on that right side. Top of the circle again. Here is Kelsey Toomey. Toomey gets it off here for Rost. Setting a screen down low is going to be Lauren Steubing. Steubing gets it now top of the circle. Gives it for Lundell. Entry pass down low. Nice backdoor cut. And Rost is going to head to the free throw line. She got the ball on the low block there. Got the pass. A little ball fake. And when the defender was in the air, they reached out, committed the foul. And so Richmond picks up foul number two. And the Bearcats will send Mariah Rose to the free throw line. And the free throw is good.
At the line for the Bearcats. Number four, Mariah Ross shooting one more.
So Ross makes the first one, has one more coming. It's now 45-25. And the second free throw, good for Ross. So a 21-point lead here again for Kearney High. So dribbling is going to be Pankratz. She's going to kick the ball back out here for Johnson. Into the corner for Knapple. Skip pass out here for Pankratz. Minute 44 to go. In the lane, Pankratz in trouble. Has to dump it out. And a jumper here by Bartos. Bartos' shot does not fall. And the rebound is tracked out of there by Kearney High. And that was Lundell who pulled down the rebound. So Cats will work the ball a little bit. Now Ross gets a nice little screen. He's going to drive. Puts it up with the left hand. Up and in. So Ross with a nice drive as they set that screen top of the key, drove in and was able to hit it with that left hand. That was a nice shot. Kicking in the corner here for Knapple. Knapple's going to skip it out for Pankratz. Pankratz with a minute five to go. Works against a little bit of pressure here by Toomey. They'll kick left side, and Jamie Johnson's three-pointer is no good. And a rebound taken out of there by Toomey. So Toomey in the offensive end will get the ball off here for Fritzen. Ross gets a little screen, and they'll work the ball back around here as Toomey's got it. 42 seconds to go. Kearney High going to pick up now their eighth win in a row. They lead at 48-23, now with 34 seconds left. Right side, Lundell fires the three, and she hits it. Hannah Lundell drains the three-pointer. And it's 51-25. Kearney High absolutely dominant here in the second half. It was a five-point ball game at intermission. Right side, Pankratz. She's going to fire a three-pointer for Hastings. That's a little bit short. Gets her own rebound. And then has it stolen away. Nice job there by Jessica Fritzen to come up with the steal here. And now Kearney High will milk the final few seconds, and it is a final. The Bearcats with a 51-25 lead over the Hastings Tigers. Kearney High now 13-5 on the season. Hastings falls to 8-8. Next up for the Tigers, Friday they'll be home taking on Columbus, and the Bearcats Friday night will travel to North Star, and they'll play them Friday night as well. Once again, your final 51-25, a nice 26-point lead here for Kearney High. We'll check the numbers. We come back right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Once again, your final score, the Bearcats with a 51-26 lead, excuse me, a 51-26 win over the Hastings Tigers. And this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And again, a very quick moving game here. The second half absolutely dominated by Kearney High, as Hastings a nice little comeback. They trailed by as many as a dozen in the first half. They were able to cut the lead down to three a couple of times and went into the locker room with a respectable 21-16 score at intermission. But then Hastings scored only 9 points the entire second half, and the Bearcats just really rolled here, outscoring them 30-6 in that second half. And Bearcats now win their eighth in a row. They are now 13-5 on the season. And we'll check their numbers here in just a few moments. We'll check the numbers, first of all, for Hastings High. As we mentioned, they'll be back home on Friday taking on Columbus. And they were led tonight by Sophia Pankratz. She finished with 8 points in the ball game. Jamie Johnson with 5. Bailey Richmond, 4. Taylor Hendricks with 4. And Libby Knappel with 2. Elizabeth Franson also with a couple of points in the ballgame. Hastings was 2 of 13 from behind the three-point line, so they shot about 15% there. Overall, they were 9 of 38, so they shot a little bit less than 24% in the game. Good news is they shot well from the free-throw line, where they were 5 of 6. But again, rebounding and turnovers, those numbers are not going to favor Hastings, who now falls to 8-8 on the season. For the Bearcats, as we mentioned, now 8 in a row. Most of the work done here by Skylar Snyder was in the first half, but she finished with 18 points in the ball game. Kelsey Stitham with 9. Brianna Miller had 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 block shots. Lauren Spiker with 5 points in the ball game to go with 4 rebounds. Mariah Ross had 4 points. Hannah Lundell hit a 3-pointer. She finished with 3, and Kelsey Clark also with 3 points in the game. Kearney High unofficially 17 of 41 from the field, so they shot about 42% unofficially here in the ball game. They were 4 of 10 from behind the arc, so they shot a solid 40% from 3-point range, and overall they shot 41.5% in the game. Also shot free throws very well. They were 13 of 17 for about 76, almost 77% in the game. Kearney High won the rebounding margin 26-20. And in terms of turnovers, Kearney High turned the ball over 8 times compared to 13 for Hastings. But again, Hastings with the block shots that were thrown their way, mostly by Brianna Miller, they just kind of took Hastings out of their offensive sets in that second half, and they rolled in this one 51-25. Well, we're a long ways away from the boys' game starting here. They don't want to start too early because people are still coming in from Hastings for the game, but the Bearcats win comfortably in girls' basketball, 51-25. The clock here says we're about 27 minutes away from the pregame here between the Bearcats and the Hastings Tigers. So we'll step away here for probably about 20 minutes or so. Once again, your final, Kearney High with a 51-25 win over Hastings. They're now 13-5 on the season. They'll be at North Star on Friday. Hastings is now 8-8. They'll be back home to take on Columbus Friday night as well. That is your final in this one, 51-25, Kearney High with the win over Hastings. And by the way, at the end of three quarters, Axtell right now is leading Pleasanton 44-32. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That is a boys game in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. At the conclusion of that game, the other side of that bracket will continue as Amherst will be home to take on Overton. That'll be our second game tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Jeff Ekstrom. Back in the studios, thanks for joining us. We'll be back with coverage of Kearney High and Hastings High here on the ESPN Superstation. We'll be back in about 19 minutes or so right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.